This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Planting garlic this fall won't offer protection against vampires this Halloween. However, you will have garlic for cooking next year in the late spring and early summer. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham discusses how to plant garlic this fall. Ward, you were mentioning to me that wheat and garlic are on a similar schedule. You plant early and harvest later.
Right. So normally you plant in early October for your garlic, but you can plant any time from late September to early November, and you'll be successful. But if you have the choice, early October is a really good time to plant the garlic. However, you don't expect a crop until the next year. About the same time as you harvest wheat, so early mid-June, so maybe a little bit earlier than wheat, but not by much.
What about the planting process then? What do we go through for this?
So first thing is to fertilize. And so how much you fertilize is best if you have a soil test done and then fertilize according to the soil test. But if not, if you put 1 to 3 pounds of a 10-10-10 fertilizer per 100 square feet, you're going to be fine. Just make sure you till it in so that's not just sitting on top of the soil. And that'll also prepare the soil for your planting.
And these are bulbs, right?
They are, but they'll break apart into cloves, and you're going to plant the individual cloves. And so going to plant those maybe about 3 inches apart and 1 to 2 inches deep. Normally, they'll tell you that you want the pointed end up. I don't know if it makes that much difference. You don't want it down, but if it's on the side, it's going to be fine. So don't worry too much about that. They should be fine as long as you plant them firm in the soil and water them in well. That may be really important this year, because you don't want dry soil around them because they need to start growing in the fall.
So we will then see some growth in the fall?
You will. You're going to see some growth in the fall. It's not going to be a whole lot, but it'll be some. And when it gets in the coldest part of the winter, that growth is going to die to the ground. And that's fine. You expect that. And then in the spring, you're going to get a lot of very vigorous growth. So expect that. The other thing too, you may want to consider doing is marking that bed in the fall. Because when it dies down in winter, if you don't remember where they are, you may till them up. You till up early enough where that new growth starts in the spring, and you could destroy your crop before it even gets going.
You'll quickly find them by the smell, though, right?
Yeah, you're going to find it by these little white things that are on top of the soil.
Are there a couple of different types of garlic?
There are. There's a soft neck type and a hard neck type. Soft neck type doesn't have a hard central core in the center of those cloves. And the hard neck type does. The hard neck type tend to be more cold hardy, and there tends to be a little bit more variation in flavor and size. And so you may want to try several different types. Now, we can grow both, but what you don't want to do is take garlic out of the grocery store and try growing that. It's usually a variety known as Early California, and that just isn't reliably hardy in our part of the country. So if you're going to buy garlic, it's best if you go to a garden center. Because they're going to know what does well in this area. And you may want to try different types just to see which you prefer.
I guess I'm wondering, how much do you grow? I'm thinking garlic is not something you use a lot of.
It depends on the person. And so some people grow more than others. Some people only grow a clove worth. But other people will grow much more. And so I would start out small, see how it does for you and how much you're going to use, and then go from there. So you may want to start out with just one bulb and break it into cloves and start there.
We mentioned that 1 to 2 inch depth for planting. That's enough to prevent it from heaving out?
Yes, it will be, because it'll grow enough in the fall to put down a root system so it doesn't heave. That's why if you plant too late, it may heave out of the ground because there's not enough of a root system to hold it in place.
Are there any signs that it is ready for harvest?
Yeah, so what you look for is about half the leaves turning a yellow color. And then go ahead and that'd be a good time to start digging it. And so easy to grow for us and easy to harvest. It's a good plant for us.
And you harvest all at once or do you stagger this?
Normally you harvest all at once unless you have different varieties that start to mature at different times. And so if you have a different variety that doesn't turn half the leaves quite as quickly, then you're going to wait until it does.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on planting and harvesting garlic. For more information, contact your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.